Yep. I'm Vicki Talchi. I am a professor in the College of Public Health at the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center. I do have some colleagues with me I'll introduce in just a second. I have no disclosures. Here are the authors and our team members. Aaron Wendelboe, who is not here today, but he is an epidemiologist also in our college. Phil Maytubby, that just asked Nicole that question, had that comment. Phil is Director of Public Health Protection at our Oklahoma City County Health Department. Tracy Burton is our project coordinator, and Dr. Dan Boatwright is also one of our team members. I happen to serve as the PI for this initiative. It is a CDC-funded grant, and we are a preparedness and emergency response learning center, or as we call it, a Pearl C. And I'm curious, are there any Pearl C members in the audience? You have one? Okay, great. We really have enjoyed working with our partners. One of the things that we decided to do early on was, you know, rather than us or our team trying to go out and do all of the trainings, we more or less pushed the money out the door to our partners, let them decide what they needed, and we, you know, help facilitate that, help develop courses or whatever was needed. So what I'm talking about today is one particular project that we did work with the Oklahoma City County Health Department. This was a partner-requested activity through their needs assessment and just, you know, some other surveys. It was determined that more training was needed in the workforce competencies, particularly relating to some of the leadership skills and preparedness or response situations. We are in our fifth year of funding at CDC with this. And as I mentioned, we have worked with the health department not only on this project, but various other projects. One example is we had an Oklahoma Public Health Training Center, which also served as PI of that center as well this past year. And our Public Health Training Center, we use that same model. We help them do formal needs assessments, again, then determining what training was most needed for their employees, and through the training center would help facilitate those trainings. So we used a very similar model in our Public Health Training Center and in our Pearl C. Also, we're very, very fortunate in that our proximity to each other is very, very close. The health department has two offices. One of the offices is literally a few blocks from our building. And I really think that helps make for a better partnership because we go a lot of times to each other's buildings for meetings. I know health department members come over for our grand rounds and so forth, and even some of their administrators serve as adjunct faculty in our college. So I think we have a very unique relationship, and like I said, we've worked together not only on this particular project, but various others as well. Based on a lot of conversations, needs assessments, and so forth, it was determined that a leadership training was needed for people in emergency or response situations. The training was developed using the preparedness and response core competency model that was developed at that time by ASPH, Association of Schools of Public Health, now ASPPH, and the Pearl C team. And we participated in the competency work group. Dr. Wendelboe, myself, and also Tracy Burton contributed to those work groups in developing these competencies. And we focused just on leadership and decision making. And the training was co-developed with the OU Health Science Center faculty and also the Oklahoma City County Health Department preparedness staff employees. So it was truly a joint effort. The leadership course that we developed had four objectives. And basically, the course was aimed at decision making and problem solving. It also was needed because leading during a crisis situation is different from leading, you know, just on a day-to-day basis. And a lot of you raised your hands, or you're working in preparedness or have Pearl C's. We all know that oftentimes even people in leadership positions, or that the people that have the titles, may not be the best person to be a leader, you know, in a crisis situation. So the course was developed for all of the employees at the health department. And everybody participated, from clerical all the way up to the top level. So back to the four objectives, as I said, decision-making, problem-solving, how do you do those things in times of stress, how do you deal with conflict, negotiation, especially when emotions are running high, and how do you help diffuse different situations. So it focused on a lot of, you know, some of the skills that emerge or the skills that are needed in the crisis situations. So essentially it was developed to teach the participants about the model leadership and the communication aspects that hopefully would make them much more effective when they are in a crisis situation. The course was divided up into four modules. And I've got a slide just briefly on each module. Again, I've mentioned the highlights, decision-making, biases, or using problem-solving techniques to be able to find the most appropriate solution. How to work in times of stress. How to deal with conflict and negotiation. And I said diffusing. As I said, there are four modules. It was taught where one module was taught per month, and readings were assigned ahead of time. And I'll show you the textbooks in a second. But readings were assigned ahead of time so that the students could come to the classes and be prepared to discuss and also apply what they had learned through case studies. The second module dealt a little bit more about how to facilitate, how to have effective meetings, team building, cultural differences, and how that would affect, again, a situation, and then understanding how to work within and without given legal authority. The third module dealt with goal setting, how to delegate. You all have seen the people that try to micromanage, and we don't necessarily like those folks, but people need to learn sometimes how to delegate and also build trust that if you do delegate, that person will follow through. So also some discussions about trust, components of trust, and how you maintain that, especially in times of high stress. The fourth module was risk communication, and that was taught typically by an OU Health Science Center faculty member who teaches risk communication, on a semester by semester basis. It covered just the basic techniques of risk communication. The seven cardinal rules of risk communication were included. And it primarily focused on the techniques to effectively communicate, with your stakeholders and building trust, not only with the people around you, but again, the people in the community and with the media. So just to quickly summarize the training, it was four modules, one module per month, so that the students had time, or I shouldn't say students, the employees had time to sort of let everything sink in and get ready for that next module. So just in summary, some of the basic concepts that were taught, again, decision-making, negotiations with emotion, how to run effective meetings, team building, which also included cultural differences, goal setting, delegation, and trust. So the course has been offered two times, started in November of 11 through February of 12, and two completions. And what we are doing, we are in our fifth year of our Pearl Seed funding, and we hope to offer it a third time this coming summer. The textbooks included some by Stephen Covey, and Stephen and Mark Covey, his son, and also a good sort of a textbook on essentials of management. Here's what they look like. Some of you may have read these textbooks. I know they're used in a lot of different trainings and workshops, and I know even in our health administration courses, Stephen Covey has referred to quite a bit. So these are an easy read, very very applicable to the leadership course. Excuse me. When we initially received our CDC funding, CDC had put some constraints on the type of participants that they wanted us to include in our training. Because of the nature of what we were needing to do with our health department, we asked to be excluded from that requirement for this training. And initially, it was things like people had to be in a leadership position, so many years of experience, a master's level, again, a set of criteria. But we wanted everybody to participate, so we were excluded from that requirement. So in the first time it was offered, we had three cohorts of 20 employees in each cohort. There's three separate groups going through. But in the second offering, we kept them just as one large group with about 60 participants. Our methods, evaluation, our post-test, we used SurveyMonkey. It was based on Bloom's taxonomy. We used Kirkpatrick levels 1 and 2, looked at knowledge, skills, attitudes, also the evaluation of the presenter. level 1, which were the reactions, we used a 5-point Likert scale, and we standardized our evaluation to be consistent across all of the pearls. There were 5 questions. We'll get to them in just a second, but 5 questions that typically all of the pearls used in evaluating their trainings. And that's something that came out of the work groups, that then when we started talking about our trainings, we would all be on the same page about what we had done and how we evaluated. I don't want to spend too much time on all of these. I do want to devote a couple of minutes to my colleague to comment just on the nature of the trainings. So one of the key things that came out that we wanted to find out was, are you better prepared for leadership? And 95.7% said yes. Again, you have copies of the PowerPoint online, so I won't go through all of these, but we can very quickly see almost everything was 4.5 to 5. Changes in knowledge did occur, changes in skill, more confident, changes in attitude, and like I said, their confidence to be able to act and to use what they had learned. Phil, if I could introduce you again, he is chief of the preparedness section, and I did want him to make a couple of comments about what some of the employees were saying about the training. It is being taped, I think.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to stress how effective this training is. There was a lot of work that went in on the front end. There was about 2 months of assessment of the employees, of what the employees wanted, of what the agency wanted for the employees. So we really loaded it up on the front end as far as what we wanted to do, the planning phase. That's what made this so effective. Also, when we actually were teaching it, it was almost like a Socratic method of teaching. Everybody was prepared when they came in. There was a lot of discussion. And this is the training that everybody really wants to get at our health department. It did make us better when we were developing the training. We wanted to make sure that not only did it address issues when we were in a preparedness function, but also on a day-to-day basis. So by doing these different items, it just made everybody better all together, and it has made us much more efficient. One of the things that we've noticed, we get a lot of very well-prepared people through public health, but they get very little training in leadership and management. So this also addresses some of those issues. We actually teach a lot of these pieces of these syllabus on a regular basis to our employees to try to make them better. Because, you know, most of the time when we get like an MPH prepared student that comes in, if they're decent at all, they're going to be in management pretty quick. And then what we found is a lot of times they're not prepared. So by doing this, it really helps. Any specific questions you have? Well, ours is tailored for ours, but it'd be a good basis for anybody to do that with. I mean, you really do need to go in and analyze your staff and see what it is you need. But I think it's a pretty good basic template. We could probably provide the syllabus.
We did videotape it, and we are trying to house it at the health department and be able to provide the link. If you are interested, you can send me an email, and then when we get the link active, I could let you know.
It really is exceptional training. That's why we're going to do it again. Yes, ma'am.
You had a disaster since you had a cohort that went through it.
Oh, many. I actually live in Moore. So, yeah, I actually had some damage. But, yes, we've had several. One of the things that, I mean, we really do respond well. So I think a lot of that has to do with the training. I know as an agency, being able to respond in a disaster is written into everybody's job description. So everybody that comes through us is prepared to do that. They also all have basic ICS training that they have to receive. And then a large majority of our people receive training up to the 200 and 300 level. So we really are, we have to be good where we live. I mean, we do have a lot of things happen. And our public trust us because we've responded well. We've never let them down. So we really just cannot not show up. So.
And let me also say we have a very close working relationship with our state health department and their director of preparedness, Scott Sprode. And, you know, for example, when Ebola, you know, surfaced, first thing, College of Public Health, City County Health Department, State Health Department, they're all at the table, you know, planning. So I think it really does help to be, you know, close proximity for sure. Again, health department's one direction, and our state health department is a block, you know, literally the other direction. The capital, state capital is right there. So we're always working together. And that really does make for better programs. Plus, we all like each other. I think that makes a difference, too. You know, so we're beyond turf issues and things like that. And
way beyond that.
Like Phil said, I mean, we're responding constantly to something, tornadoes, ice, wildfires. And we also work very well with our tribes. We do have a preparedness tribal coalition, and they also have a seat at the table.
Yeah, this is would be very easy for anyone in here to apply to their own agency. I mean, you know what the books are. We'll probably provide the syllabus to you. I would encourage you to try it because it really does work. We work with you guys a lot. We work with Johns Hopkins on many levels. So, thank you. Anybody else? All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.